be.
Better bond bread, better than ever.
Oh,
oh, it's richer and finer too.
N
is for new and bond bread for you, say. D, it's delicious, get bond today.
Bond bread, it's now better than ever. Yes, more of the finest and purest ingredients, more of everything honestly good goes into today's homogenized bond bread to give you the most delicious, home-like loaf in town. And yet, you pay no more for bond than for ordinary bread. Convince yourself. One loaf of today's bond bread will prove to you that it really is richer, finer, and better tasting, that it's truly your best bread buy. So get a loaf of that good bond bread at your food store today. Remember,
be
better bond bread, better than ever.
Oh,
oh, it's richer and finer too.
N
is for new and bond bread for you, say. D, it's delicious, get bond today. B-O-N-D, bond bread.
Yeah! Howdy all you cowboys and pretty cowgirls too. Roundup time for you to know. I've got my saddle ready and my pony stepping high. Riding down the trail we'll go.
Hello, boys and girls, friends of the West everywhere. The makers of delicious, homogenized bond bread welcome you to another meeting time of the Circle Star Ranch, starring your favorite singing cowboy, Roy Starkey.
Hello there, saddle pals. It's time for our weekly gathering at the Circle Star. So wear your best grin and come along with me to cowboy land.
Come along, children, come along. Come while the moon is shining bright. Get on a horse and down the trail we'll ride. Gonna raise a ruckus tonight. 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 Come along, children, come along. Come while the moon is shining bright. Get on a horse and down the trail we'll ride. Gonna raise a ruckus tonight.
Yippee!
Thank you very much, boys and girls. Well, this is our...
Well, silly or not, I'm sure feeling it their way.
Hey, what are you two talking about?
Oh, that's Cactus. He's never...
Excuse me a minute,
saddle
pal.
I am too.
Excuse me.
Why don't you hush up about it?
What's the conversation about over there?
Oh, it's Cactus as usual, Roy.
Yeah, he says he never gets to go anywhere, and he's getting tired of it.
Well, do you mean you'd like to leave the Circle Star, Cactus? I don't want you to be unhappy, old-timer. I'll make out your final paycheck if you want me to, and you...
Oh, no, it ain't that. Doggone you, Buckskin. Are you trying to get me fired or something?
You're the one that said you're getting tired of hanging around here all the time, not me.
I did not neither, too.
Then what did you say?
I just said I wish I could travel summers, boss, you know. Go to some of them foreign countries and you read about in school.
Well, that'd cost a lot of money, Cactus.
Yeah, I know, but that don't stop me from wanting to travel.
Well, you can't do it, so why don't you quit thinking about it?
We'd like to travel.
Hey, now, wait a minute, gang. Wait a minute. I've got an idea how to do it. We'll pretend we're visiting in other lands today. How about that?
How can we, Roy? How can
we? What do you mean? I don't
know. Well, Alkali, do you have that slide whistle with you that you got for Christmas?
Yep, got it right here in my pocket, Roy. I got to keep it there. Cactus blows on it all the time.
Well, look, hand it to Tiny, will you?
Sure, boss. Here it is.
Oh, thank you. Now, look, we'll pretend we have a magic rug, and every time you hear the whistle like this, that means that we're taking off. And when he blows it like this, that means we are landing somewhere else. Do you all understand now?
Yeah. I think I do. I don't know.
All right. Here we go.
Gosh, where are we now, Roy?
Well, we're heading for New York to start across the ocean from there.
Hey, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, me too. Let's land somewhere and get something to eat.
All right. Going down.
Ow!
What's the matter, Cactus?
You made a rough landing, boy.
Hey, there's a little restaurant. Let's go in.
Okay, come on, gang.
Hey, this sure is a pretty little restaurant. Where's the waiter, though?
Well, here I am, folks. What will you have, please?
Hey, who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Mess? I know you, and you're not a waiter.
Cactus, you're spoiling our game of pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, Jiminy's, I forgot. A waiter, bring me a sandwich.
Oui, monsieur. What kind of sandwich?
Oh, I don't know. I like cheese or hamburger. Wait a minute. What kind of bread do you use to make your sandwiches out of? I'm kind of particular.
We find that a lot of our customers are, sir. That is why we use nothing but homogenized bond bread.
Well, now you're talking. In that case, I'll have a couple of those sandwiches.
Hey, I like this game, boss. Did you hear Mr. Mess call me sir?
Yes, I heard him, Cactus. Don't spoil the game now. We have to keep pretending we're on a trip. Waiter, I hope you have enough homogenized bond bread on hand to supply all of these hungry people. We've got a long trip ahead of us.
Oh, don't you worry about that, sir. You see, we have the lot of school children who step in here for sandwiches during the lunch hour. It is a perfect bread for them, you know. And how they go for that delicious flavor. Homogenized bond bread is their bread. And they know it. Smooth tasting, blended to perfection, and vitamin packed. Homogenized bond bread supplies that extra energy growing boys and girls need this activity-packed school days.
We got a late start on our trip, Mr. Waiter. I wish we could take the sandwiches with us without them getting stale.
Oh, don't let that worry you, young lady. Homogenized bond bread is packed in the germ-proof, dust-proof wrapper to ensure freshness. Here you are. One dozen sandwiches to take with you.
Thank you very much, mister.
Maybe we ought to find out how we can recognize that bread, boss, so we can buy it for the rain.
Oh, that is easy, sir. Just remember that when you see the picture of Bondi the baker boy on the wrapper, you are looking at the finest, the most economical, the most delicious loaf of bread that it is possible to bake. The king of the bread counter, homogenized bond bread.
I sure do love to hear him call me sir.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Waiter, and because you've been so nice, I think we'll sing a song for you. Come on, gang, let's sing the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
On a summer day in the month of May, a burly man came hiking down a shady lane through the sugar cane. He was looking for his lichen. As he roamed along, he sang a song of the land of milk and honey, where a man can stay for many a day and he won't need any money.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the coconut trees near the soda water fountain, at the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
On the run came a farmer and his son to the hayfields they were bound, and said the man to the son, "Why don't you come to the Big Rock Candy Mountain?" So the very next day they hiked away, and the mileposts they kept counting. They never arrived at the lemonade tide of the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the coconut trees near the soda water fountain, at the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Ah, merci, merci very much for this song, folks. I hope that you have a very pleasant trip.
Hey, what are you talking about, Mr. Mess? We're not going on no trip.
Cactus, you're spoiling our game of pretend again.
Oh, I forgot, doggone it. Hey, boy, blow that whistle and let's take off.
All right. Here we go.
Bye, Mr. Waiter, and thanks for the sandwiches.
You are welcome. Goodbye. Au revoir.
Goodbye, Mr. Waiter.
Goodbye, Mr. Waiter. Hey, what happened, boss?
Well, we landed, Cactus.
Where'd we land?
Well, now, let's see. Let me look around a little bit. We've landed in Switzerland.
What are you all about that?
Oh, do you think we got here a little quick?
Well, not too quickly. You're riding on a magic carpet, you know.
Bet them fellas building rocket airplanes would like to know about this, wouldn't they?
Say, look at that big mountain over there, Roy. That looks like the big rock candy mountain we sang about.
Hey, it does, doesn't it? Say, I wonder if we could get an echo from it, huh?
Well, let's try it.
Have you two gone crazy? We're just playing pretend. There ain't no mountain over there.
Be quiet. Cactus, be quiet. Listen. Hello!
Hey,
there. What
do
you think about that?
Hey, it did, boss.
Sure it did, Cactus. Why don't you try it, huh? Why don't
I can go. I believe I will. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, diggity dog. I won't try again, boss.
All okay. Right, all right. Go ahead.
Hello?
Doggone it, boss, you're just doing that.
Say, don't you think we should do a Swiss song while we're in Switzerland, gang, huh?
Well, I know one called She Taught Me How to Yodel.
Well, Janie, the boys say they know it, so suppose you sing it, huh?
All right, Roy. I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel with the yodel-ay. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day, met a yodeling lad up in a little Swiss chalet. He taught me how to yodel to yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay. He taught me how to yodel to yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Now this lad up in the mountains was a tall and handsome Swiss. He taught me how to yodel and he taught me how to kiss. He taught me how to cuddle in the good old mountain style. We did our loving on and out and yodel all the while. He taught me how to yodel, to yodel, ee-dee-ee, yodel, ee-dee-ee, yodel. He taught me how to yodel, to yodel, ee-dee-ee, yodel, yodel. And now I'm gonna teach you all to yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go yodel-ay. First you take a deep breath, then you exhale one, two, three. Then you'll hear a yodel if you listen close to me. This is how you yodel to yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay. This is how you yodel to yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay-lo, yodel-ay, yodel-ay-lay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay-lay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Hey, Roy, I think this is a lot of fun, pretending we're visiting different places.
Hey, I took that whistle. Let's go somewhere else now, boy.
Well, where do you want to go, old-timer?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go a long way. This time seems to have don't cost nothing.
All right, all right. Everyone climb on the magic carpet.
Well, yeah, ready, let's go.
Well, scoot over, Buckskin. Do you want me to fall off?
Okay, here we go.
Hey, don't go so fast. Boss, that wind is freezing me.
Hold on to me, Cactus.
Hey, not me, buddy. You push me off.
Hold on tight now, because we're going down.
Yeah, it was a pretty long ride that time.
Yeah, where are we now, Roy?
Well, I thought sure you'd recognize this place. We're standing on a cliff overlooking the Rio Grande River.
You need glasses, Buckskin. I recognize this place right away myself.
Say, doesn't that little town down there look pretty?
Oh,
man, that's glorious.
Gosh, I wonder what town it is.
Well, that's Socorro, Mexico. You know, there's quite a story connected with that town.
Well, how about telling us about it, huh, boy?
Well, gang, before the exciting gold rush days of 49, Socorro was a peaceful little Mexican village. But the gold seekers, in their mad race for the gold fields, made trails through it, and in less than 2 years, this little town became the dumping place for the riffraff of the frontier. Gunmen, horse thieves, and cattle rustlers soon inhabited the town, and the decent citizens risked their lives every time they ventured out on the streets after sundown. It was almost as bad in broad daylight. And then one day, some peace officers came to the little town. Soon after their arrival, one of them was killed. This acted like a bombshell among the decent citizens of Socorro. And an old fellow known as Judge Berthold called a meeting at his home, saying, among other things, that they must clean up their town if they expected to live there. So, forming a sort of vigilante cavalry, they started out. It was known that a young man of the town was a leader of a band of thieves and gunmen, but though they looked everywhere for him, he couldn't be found. They arrested some of his gang and took them back to the judge's home, where a jury of honest citizens was formed, and the men were put on trial. The outlaws were sentenced to be hanged, and the rest of the tough hombres scattered in all directions. But a $400 reward soon brought about capture of the young fellow who had been leader of the gang. He confessed to all of the charges against him, and while he sat on his horse under a cottonwood tree with a rope around his neck, he was asked if he had anything to say before his horse was slapped out from under him. He answered, "Yes, I have, Judge. I want my fate to be a warning to the young men of this town. This is what to expect when you associate with evil companions." Well, never again did Socorro become wild. The village had been tamed for good and returned once more to what it remains to this day, a sleepy little town on the banks of the Rio Grande.
Can say is you'd never know it had a history like that.
No, I guess not, Jeannie. But actually, it's no different than a lot of other cow towns in the West.
You know, boss, I'd rather be a cowboy than be the most any. I just can't think what I'd rather be a cowboy than of.
Well, I can, Cactus. Listen. I'd rather be a cowboy than president. Yippee-tie, 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 oh-tie. I'd rather ride the reins than study government. I guess a lot of fellas feel that way. Out west, a Bronco Buster has to quit when he is thrown. In Congress, filibusters can go on and on and on. I'd rather be a cowboy than president. Yippee-tie, 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 oh-tie. Yes, I'd rather be a cowboy than president. Yippee-tie, 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 oh-tie. You need no cane or silk hat to be thought a gent out where the coyotes and the dogies play. You count your steers at roundup time when the old chuck wagon rolls, but I would hate to count on steering voters to the polls. I'd rather be a cowboy than president. Yippee-tie, 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 oh-tie. Yippee-tie, 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 oh-tie.
Hey, Roy, we've been here about long enough now, haven't we? Why say we go someplace else?
Yes, I'm coming along this time.
Would you hear what he said?
Hey, how'd you get here, Mr. Mess? We left you back home in a big ranch studio.
Say, what are you trying to do? Make me miss all the fun, bush face?
No, I'm not trying to make you miss all the fun, burrhead.
Now, stop that, Cactus, this very minute. Climb on the magic carpet, Milt.
Yeah, come on, yeah.
We'll make room for you.
Move over there, Cactus. Get out of the way.
Ain't nobody.
Here we go!
Oh, boy, that country shy side sure looks pretty from here, doesn't it, Roy?
Yes, it does, Milt.
Gee, that wind feels awfully cold. I wish I'd worn a coat.
Here, Miss Janie, take mine.
Hey, look, gang, there's Louisville below us down there.
Yeah, we're passing right over the big ranch studio now.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness, Roy. We're going to have to land right away.
Hey, what's your hurry, Mr. Mesh? We're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, we've got to land right away. Please, Roy, let's hurry back to the studio.
All right. Hold on to your hats. Here we go in for a landing. Well, here we are back. Now, suppose you tell me why you were in such a hurry to get back to the ranch studio, Milt.
Oh, sure. Glad to, Roy. You know, it's time to ask the boys and girls a very important question. That's why. Now, listen. Tell me, boys and girls, what's your favorite brand of bread? Thank you for the perfect answer. I can see that you've discovered, along with thousands of other boys and girls, that homogenized bond bread is not only good for you, it's good eating. Smooth tasting right down to the last delicious bite. Smart mothers who want the best for their youngsters always ask for homogenized bond bread. Make it the rule at your house when you make out your next shopping list, don't put down any bread. Make it the king of the bread counter, homogenized bond bread. Its smooth-tasting ingredients are carefully selected by master bakers to give you the best loaf of bread that it's possible to bake. Remember, when you see the picture of Bondi the Baker Boy on the wrapper, you're looking at the finest, most economical, most delicious loaf of bread you can possibly buy. It's the thoroughbred of the breads.
There's another good reason why we had to return from our trip on the magic carpet, Saddle Pals. In fact, three more reasons. And they're standing up here on the ranch stage beside me right now.
Right you are, Roy. It's the winners of three special Roy Starkey cowboy hats in our ranch studio audience. And right now, we want you to meet them. We've got two boys and a girl. And let's take Mr. Checkered Shirt right here, old Freckleface himself. And I'll bet your name is Gregor.
Gregor Cruz.
Gregor Cruz. Now, that's quite a big name. What do they call you for short?
Bud.
They didn't call you stinky or anything like that.
A lot of times.
They do, huh? Well, you look like you've got a pretty good disposition. I bet you don't get angry very easily, do you?
Sometimes.
Well, what do you do in that case, in case somebody starts a fight with you?
Fight back.
Are you pretty good with your dukes?
I don't know.
Well, what else would you like to do?
Oh, I don't know. I just like to go around and play and do a lot of stuff like that.
There's nothing wrong with that. How about school now? Are you pretty good in your studies?
Well, sometimes.
What's your favorite course? What do you like to study?
I guess history or spelling.
Do you have an ambition in life?
Making model of cars.
Making model what?
Cars and airplanes.
Cars and airplanes. Well, then maybe we ought to get a hold of you instead of traveling on our magic carpet like we've done today. We'll use that airplane. What are some of the models that are hardest to make?
Oh, there's some of those stick model airplanes are hard.
And do yours operate in the wind themselves, or do they get off the ground?
Well, I made one of them, but it didn't go no place.
It didn't go no place, huh? Well, here's a hat that'll go right on your head.
Thanks.
There you are. Thanks very much, Bud. Now let's move down and talk to this girl here with all kinds of leopard decorations there. Now, I'll bet you caught that yourself, didn't you?
No.
Well, what's your name, Ms. Bangs?
Barbara Deutsch.
Barbara Deutsch, and where do you live, Barbara?
652 South 31st Street.
I wouldn't be surprised if they called you Babs, do they?
Yeah, they call me Babs.
What does your dad do?
He's an organizer.
He's an organizer. Well, I think we ought to introduce him to Cactus, because he's an agitator. And an agitator and an organizer get along pretty well together. He's unorganized. We ought to have him organized. What do you like to do? Do you like to go to school? You can tell us the truth now.
Yes.
You do? Do you like all your teachers?
Yes.
Do you have any mean teachers at all?
No.
They're all nice, huh?
Yes.
And what would you like to grow up to be, Babs?
Tap dancer.
A tap dancer. Are you taking lessons now?
I used to.
And are you pretty good?
I don't know.
Well, we'll give you a tryout afterwards. Do you have any pets at home?
A dog.
A dog? What's his name?
Black Velvet Kay.
A Black Velvet K is your dog's name?
Yes.
That's a pretty fancy name, Roy, isn't it?
Where'd that come from?
Can your dog do any tricks?
Yes.
What kind?
I don't know. Just...
Can she play checkers or chew bubble gum or
no.
something? No. Well, here's a hat for you. You'll have to take that other one off temporarily. There. It's a pretty good fit, Roy. Now, let's talk to this other boy we have right here, and his name is Ronald Herp. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And what do they call you for short?
Ronnie.
Just Ronnie? And do you have anything especially you'd like to do in life besides stay away from school? What would
play.
You like to play? Are you a football player?
No.
What do you like to play? Basketball?
Baseball.
What does your daddy do, Ronnie?
He works at a grocery store.
Uh-huh. And as if I didn't know, does he sell Bond bread?
Yes, sir.
He does. I bet he sells a lot of it, too. You don't have to be afraid of the answer to that question, Cactus. Everybody who's in the grocery business sells Bond bread. There's your hat. We hope you like it very much. What would you like to be? I understand you'd like to be a carpenter.
Yes, sir.
Do you think you could build a cage for a cactus over there?
I'll buy it if you'll build it.
He's
I don't know.
He's what we call a pretty obstreperous character around here. I don't know how to spell it, but that's what he is. Thanks very much, Ronnie. There you are, and there are the three lucky hat winners. Now, remember, if you'd like to attend one of these broadcasts in person, you can, you know. Just write a card or letter for free tickets. Every boy and girl in our studio audience gets a real cowboy neckerchief, and each has a chance to win a Circle Star cowboy hat, too. So you plan a visit some Saturday. Ask Mom or Dad to bring you, and remember, for free tickets to see Roy and all the gang, just write to Bond Bread, care of WHAS, Louisville 2, Kentucky.
Let's sing another song, Roy.
Well, all right. You got any ideas? What would you like to sing,
Well,
Jenny?
How about the one called Company's Coming Sunday?
Well, okay, gather around, cowboys. Do you remember the words out, Clyde?
Yeah, I think so, Roy.
Don't worry. I'll help out if he gets stuck, boy.
There was a man in our town, and we called him Stingy John. He never wore his shoes out, 'cause he never put them on.
Company's coming Sunday, put your best things on. Company's coming Sunday, tell your Uncle John.
I once went to a doctor, and he said for me to cough. I coughed so good and hearty that I blew the doc's wig off.
Company's coming Sunday, put your best things on. Company's coming Sunday, tell your Uncle John.
There was a man in our town, his whiskers swept the stoop. They drowned in his coffee, in his soup they looped the loop.
Company's coming Sunday, put your best things on. Company's coming Sunday, tell your Uncle John. Tell your Uncle John.
Now that we sang that song, why say we take another pretend trip on the magic carpet?
Yeah! Oh, no, I'm afraid we won't have time today, gang. I'm afraid we won't have time. Maybe some other Saturday.
Hey, I just remembered, boss. Didn't you say Jim Ferguson wanted to see me this morning?
Say, that's right. I'm glad you reminded me, Cactus.
What does he want?
Well, he just bought a milk cow, and he wants you to show him how to milk it. I told him I'd send you over right after the broadcast.
Oh, well, who's going to show you how to milk a cow, Cactus?
I don't need anybody showing me. I already know how. I lived on my uncle's farm once, I jingled. I know all about cows and milk and farm things and stuff like that.
Name five things for me that contain milk.
Well, let's see now. Ice cream, butter, cheese, and two cows.
I wouldn't let you within 2 miles of my farm if I had one.
Well, jingles, that done it. I'm leaving right now.
Where are you going, Cactus?
Well, if you want me, I'll be in a saddle shed visiting with my little dumb animal.
Keep your hat on so we'll know you.
Well, I wish we did have time for another trip somewhere on the magic carpet, Saddle Pals, but I see we don't. There's just enough time left today for me to say, hasta la vista, amigos, and may all of your trails be happy ones. So long, all you cowboys and pretty cowgirls, too. Roundup time for you to know. I've got my saddle ready and my pony stepping high. Riding down the trail we'll go.
Yes, there he goes, boys and girls, your favorite singing cowboy, Roy Starkey, with his Circle Star Ranch gang. but he'll be riding back your way next Saturday. So be with us then when the makers of delicious, homogenized Bond bread, the bread with the extras, bring you another meeting time at Roy Starkey's Circle Star Ranch. Production directed by Bud Johnson. And this is Milton Metz from WHAS, Louisville, Kentucky.